Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the first pick.
It's time for the 2021 draft. Pick-by-pick coverage through round one of the draft tonight with former Packers and Badgers running back Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan. The Green and Gold Draft Show is presented by Hyundai West Allis, Brothers Consolidated Heating and Air Conditioning, Wisconsin Lutheran College, and Leap Premium Vodka.
All right. We are five picks in. The Dolphins pick is coming up next at pick number six.
Jason, now, the Dolphins were looking to move out of this.
Yes. But we thought Atlanta might move out too.
Yes.
Cincinnati, we didn't think Cincinnati was going to move. They took Chase from LSU, the wide receiver, who, as Gary pointed out, played with Joe Burrow at LSU. So now we'll see what happens with the Miami Dolphins next with this pick. And while we wait for that, let's go to Nate on the north side. You're next with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
How you doing, Gary, Sparky? I'm 22, man, and I was able to experience a little bit of the Brett Favre mantra. I really became a fan when it really started getting pretty bad. When he finally said I'm done and then tried to come back,
right?
And I felt that it was last year. I felt that it could go that way. Mm-hmm. But then during the season, when you felt that, oh, Aaron Rodgers is mentoring him and he's not taking him under the wing, but he's not being like Brett was, I felt that it was kind of the perfect storm. And I felt that eventually it was going to come to a time where he was going to get a little bit, like, I'm doing everything that I can, but I don't really like this. I feel like that he's, like, I don't know if he's channeling back to when draft night everybody passed him up. I don't know if that's what he was starting to feel like. Oh, they're trying to get rid of me.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
But as far as I can say is, he's been in five NFC championships, almost five, I think, NFC championship games.
Yeah.
How can we – I understand defenses are not perfect. Defenses win championships. But this year you had three picks, man. You got 6 points. You went three and out. If nobody brings up the fact that if Kevin King does not grab that man's shirt, he gets the ball back. Matt LaFleur gave – basically,
no question. Hold on one second. Hold on one second here. Let's hear from Roger Goodell with the Dolphins pick.
With the sixth pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Jalen Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama.
You put him back with Tua, Alabama quarterback in Miami. Yep. That's back-to-back picks, giving a wide receiver to their college quarterback and tell them to go work together. So I like that pick for the Dolphins, mm-hmm. getting Waddle. Devontae Smith now still on the board. He's mm-hmm. the third of the top three wide receivers still there. All right, sorry, Nate, go ahead. Back to your Kevin King saying, you know, if he doesn't get that holding call on him,
Kevin King
pass interference.
If they don't call that penalty, or if Kevin King just lets it go because the ball was not catchable, if they just let that go, then he gets the ball back. He gets a chance to win them the game. Matt LaFleur was thinking about making him the hero. And I don't know if it's ego thing with him now, or if he just feels if the time is closing in on him now, if he feels more pressure now that he's 38.
I don't think. Again, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Listen, I don't think this has anything to do other than the Jordan Love pick, Gary. And I'll tell you what else. I bet you came through this man's mind at some point. They drafted me, and then I went there and was his shadow for a couple of years, 3 years, whatever it was, right? And then unretired stuff. Okay, put that aside. But I was still his shadow for 3 years.
Sure.
He had a deal with me for 3 years.
Right.
And since that point, when they became Farvey buddies and they got to hang out together and talk, I guarantee you at some point, Brett's like, dude, that sucked. Like, with all due respect to you, like, I hated that. That drove me nuts. Knowing you were sitting there, knowing they wanted you to be my guy, that drove me crazy. Don't let them do that to you. And at some point, Rodgers, I'm sure, said, I am not going to sit here like Brett did with me and have him be my shadow for 3 years, and then they push me out when they believe he's ready. I'm going to control the narrative and get out of here. They want him. They can play him now. I'm out. I'll go somewhere where they actually want me.
Well, we already know that. Brett is on Rodgers' side in this.
Right.
He's already said it.
No question. But that's what I'm saying. He told Aaron, that sucked. With all due respect to you, I hated that.
Yeah.
He didn't. Listen, go back. Talk to Leroy.
Yeah.
The Brunell stuff, that drove him nuts. The Hasselbeck stuff, that drove him nuts. All of that stuff. He was such a competitor, even though it was early on, he still looked at that as a threat. Mm-hmm. Doug Peterson, no threat. Totally fine. That's why Doug Peterson was there forever. His career was over. He was old. But in the situation of this, like a Jordan Love with Rodgers at his age, that's a big deal. Frank in Oak Creek, you're next on 1250 AM The Fan with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Hey, Sparky. Hey, Gary.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I do agree with you. I just think it's interesting this is all happening today. And if it doesn't happen, if he doesn't get traded today, I just see him signing a contract. But I guarantee if he doesn't win the Super Bowl, so he will be traded. And I'm just going to guess here. I can see him going to Tampa because Tom Brady will retire after this season.
Yeah, but they would have to trade him. They're not going to give him to somewhere where he can go be successful. At least I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do, but I wouldn't, especially not in my own conference. Like, if you're going to let him go be successful, then trade him to the AFC where you only have to deal with him if you go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Or the Raiders or something
like AFC.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
But he'll sign for it because Aaron Rodgers just worries about himself. I get that. You know, he wants his money. It's just interesting when you compare him to like someone like a Tom Brady who takes less money. He's not even in the top 15.
Right.
And it's interesting that he just wants to sign players to win, where Aaron just wants his guaranteed money and move on. So
that's true.
Yeah. My gut feeling is
thanks, Frank.
It's not going anywhere. That's my gut feeling.
It's going to be super ugly if he doesn't.
He's not going anywhere.
Then he's not. I don't think he's coming.
Not this year. He's not going anywhere.
You can't. If it's me outside looking in, you can't report if you're Aaron Rodgers. If you mean what you say, you can't show up at training camp.
He'll be.
You don't show up at preseason games.
I told you how this is going to go.
Nope.
We haven't seen that one quote from Rodgers.
Right. Until he goes on McAfee, and then, as you put it, then he's going to set the house on fire if it goes.
Either way, though, if he comes out and says, "Hey, I never said that. I want to be a Packer. I always wanted to be one. I don't know where this came from."
And if he says...
And you know McAfee's going to light him up.
Right. And what if he says, I do want to get traded. We try to keep this under wraps, and they didn't want to play ball.
Right. You deal with that then. But I just think that he comes back and he plays for the Packers.
I think...
Either way.
I think he's going to go for the death punch now. If he doesn't get traded tonight, he's going to try and end the Packers now. Then he is. Then he's going to play Favre's game, and he's going to go.
Juggler.
He's going to jump straight into the media.
Punch.
Who wants to talk? First Take, you want me? Sure. Cowherd, you want me? I'm there. Who else wants me? Bayless? Fine, I'm there. I know you hate me, Skip, but I think you'll like what I have to say. I'll jump on with you too. McAfee, absolutely. You get the first interview. Who else wants to talk to me? That if he's serious and he doesn't truly want to be here, then that's his next plan of action if he's serious. If you really want to end this, then you jump into the media and you go full bore on the Packers. Full out. If you're not serious or this isn't true, then like Gary said, then just come on and deny it. He could have denied this on Twitter at any point.
No, he ain't going to do it on TV.
He could have tweeted out and be like, none of this is true.
No,
ignore.
He's going to do it on TV.
That would have been it?
He's going to do it on McAfee show, just like you said.
Probably. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Making Pat McAfee a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Lions. What is going on there? What is going on? Lions are celebrating and hugging and high-fiving. Look at him.
Well,
Dorsey almost fell to the ground. Did you see that? His face is all red.
They got a lot of energy in there.
Text John Dorsey. Ask him who they picked. Dorsey almost just fell over.
They got a lot of energy in that room.
So.
What did they just do?
Take an offensive lineman? He's still sitting there. But they're not going to do that. You're not getting that excited about an offensive lineman, are you?
No. They did something here.
Mac Jones? Justin Fields? Why would you be having that type of party? Devontae Smith? Does that get you that excited?
Right. What got him excited, Stevie?
I don't know. I'm anxious to see, though.
Kyle Plucker.
And they were losing their minds. Well, Plucker ain't going to be happy. I'll tell you that. Plucker wanted them to move back a couple of times to get as many picks as possible to continue this rebuild. So the fact that they draft a player is not going to make Dan Plucker, I don't think, very happy. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Nay Sewell.
Offensive lineman.
Oregon.
That's what he should have been.
All right, so Penei Sewell, the tackle from Oregon, is the pick to the Detroit Lions. Sorry.
That's what he should have done.
Look at that. He's got a lay around his neck, got things around their heads, and now they're going to Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Let's go to Tom in Tosa. You're next on 1250 AM The Fan. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I tell you what, in the real world, don't let the door hit you in the backside on the way out, Aaron.
There he is.
You've been a good player for the team. Third and eight, you didn't have the stones to take it in the championship game, but yet you want to win a championship. Three extra possessions, didn't get it done. You're a petty man. You can't get over the fact you got passed over when you first got drafted. Nate said in Sports Illustrated, even playing mumbling things, you get petty about it. You know what? Let him go. You know what would have been sweet? Trevor Lawrence, if Love's a bust, you got Trevor Lawrence right there in the wings next year.
Yeah, sure. I would have. Yeah. I said earlier I would have traded him to Jacksonville for Trevor Lawrence and a couple of ones. I would have been totally fine with that. Thanks for the call. I would have. Would have been completely fine with it. No question whatsoever. But again, if you sit here, you don't trade Rodgers, you get to 29, and then you trade back, you don't even make a pick. First of all, Rodgers is going to dominate radio tomorrow anyhow.
Oh, everywhere.
And he's going to dominate TV.
TV.
Right?
Everywhere.
He's going to dominate everything. So even if you make a pick, it's still not going to get a lot of talk. But if you trade back and don't even give the opportunity to have that conversation, then you're really going to let him dictate. Now, the way they can possibly win headlines for a day, move up. Get up to 15, 16, and go make a splashy pick. That might get you some love back from Packer Nation. I don't even know if that's enough.
It's going to get you love back from Rodgers for sure. So we'll find out if this
all depends what it is.
Well, if this is it's a receiver.
Right. If they trade up for a defensive tackle, I don't think that's going to mean much.
Is the receiver
to make Rodgers happy?
That's it.
But the top three are off the board now.
What you're saying? All they can do is receiver, right?
Yeah.
From here, you just pick one out of a hat, so they can sit at 29 and still get Bateman.
Carolina on the clock now, with pick number 8. Roger and Cudahy, you're next on the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
You know, I got to admit, I lit up a cigar. This is exciting, this whole stuff around.
I lit up a
Aaron
cigar,
Rogers.
Did you say?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, it's such good radio and television, but it is, fellas. Appreciate it and taking it all in, but I think I have to personally withhold comments on this until we hear from Rodgers publicly and kind of give me a better basis to sort things out. I know I get emotional too, but I'm kind of focused on taking it all in and enjoying the commentary.
I got some more good commentary here for you, Roger. A tweet coming in. Mark tweets at 1250 AM The Fan. Get this one, Gary. All of those talking about Brady taking less money, Rodgers doesn't have a wife worth $400 million.
Man, stop.
He don't have a wife named Giselle with all that money,
that.
Gary.
Yeah,
he don't have all that. I mean, Shailene Woodley or whatever her name is.
Rodgers got enough money on his own.
He's got more than her.
Rodgers has enough money on his own.
Well, maybe. I'm just saying. I mean, that's a good point, but Mark, I hadn't thought about it, but
they always say that about Rodgers. I've thought about it.
It's all good.
He's got enough money.
We'll see how this whole thing plays out. Max Headroom, a riff off of the TV commercial from years ago, tweets at 1250 AM, delusional. Love will never be the guy. The pressure on him after Rodgers goes will melt that dude.
Yep.
Hey, Rodgers went through a lot of pressure. He survived it. Man, do you not remember training camp? There were little kids booing Aaron Rodgers, holding signs, "You suck," at training camp. Man had not even done anything to get any of that, and he had to go through that. He survived. Not only did he have to go through that, Gary, he had to win over the locker room, who, based on who you believe, he didn't have at all while Favre was there. Now, Jordan Love, if they trade Rodgers, I don't know if he has as much work to do as Aaron to win the locker room. But still, you're going to have to win their belief in you going forward.
Why do I feel like, and maybe I'm prisoner of the moment, but this feels worse?
It's definitely not worse.
For Jordan Love?
No.
Well, and here's
Greta Van Susteren flying trying to break into a family practice.
Because you're not in the training camp. But in the beginning right now, because like you already said, Steve, now if come maybe.
Right.
If he goes on McAfee tomorrow and then the Packers say, "We're not trading you, come to training camp," it's over for Love.
All he's got to literally say, "I'm Pat McAfee tomorrow," is if he goes on there, just say, "A, yes, we had conversations. I have no interest in playing for them again. They clearly had their support behind Jordan Love, and that is fine. It's time for me to move on in my career. And if they don't trade me, I will not be coming to training camp, and I will not be playing another game in a Packer uniform at Lambeau."
So he'll just sit there. And that's what makes it tougher on Jordan Love, right there.
No, I think it makes it easier. Because it's not, well, maybe I play, maybe I won't, maybe I won't. At least with Aaron, you know he's not coming. Now if you're Jordan Love, all right, it's my time. I'm the guy. Get out of my way. Let's go. Now the bad thing is, they don't have OTAs. They don't have any of these things for him to get ready because all of this is virtual because the Players Association didn't want any real activity going on. So that hurts him. But as far as knowing I'm the guy, that's more than Rodgers had.
No, because your guy is still there. And it's similar.
But he won't be there.
It's similar because Brett Favre was still there. But this you still have. If both sides dig in, this makes it tougher for Jordan Love.
I don't think he'll ever go back to Green Bay. All right, here's Roger Goodell for the Panthers pick. Right.
The eighth pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select J.C. Horn, defensive back, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ah, that's way too high. I mean, if you love a guy, you love a guy. But, again, Joe Horn's kid, whatever, fine, good player. But that seems awfully high, Gary. That seems awfully
high. Well, he was probably the number one corner.
On their board.
On their board.
Yeah. Seems awfully high. But, I mean, good for him. South Carolina gets to go play in North Carolina.
Right there, yeah.
That's good. Sell some tickets, I'd imagine.
Right.
Right?
You probably would have done it different, but if they're looking for corner, who was your first corner then?
Surtain, probably.
Yeah.
Because I'm not taking Farley. Right. If you're talking pure athleticism, it's Farley.
Right.
But because of all of his injured history that we talked about in the big show earlier today, if you missed it, all you have to do is go to your Odyssey.com app, hit rewind, go back and listen to it. When we talked about the guys we did not want the Packers to pick, Farley is mine.
Sure.
There's no way. If we're talking pure athleticism, on field, healthy, who's the best? Farley's the best of him, Surtain, and Horn. By far, the best. The problem is he's not available. He can't keep himself on the field.
And that's what you got to have.
And that's an issue, right. All right, Ty in Philadelphia is going to lead things off coming back. If you want to get aboard, talk about Aaron Rodgers. Yes, we're doing draft. Yes, we're potting it up. And you can hear Roger Goodell announce each pick. Packers still 21 picks away at this point. Dial it up. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. What do you do next if you're the Green Bay Packers? What's your move? Do you trade him tonight? Or do you do what Gary thinks they're going to do, and that is play this out and see what happens? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. And I cannot wait to hear from Leroy Butler tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Welcome back. Pick number 9 on the board now, the Denver Broncos. And we'll see what the Broncos do here. Hey, look, you don't like Locke. Here's your chance. Mac Jones sitting there. Justin Fields sitting there. Here's your chance to take a quarterback if you want a quarterback. I'm willing to bet you, based on what their war room looks like right now, they're fielding trade offers. That's my guess. My guess is they're having a conversation without knowing what actually is happening. That Denver right now is thinking about, do we trade this pick or do we make the next pick? That's it. Because Mac Jones, Justin Fields are there. So if you don't like Locke, you want to move on, make your pick. Picks in. So I don't know if there's a trade. I don't think there is a trade. But that's kind of where we are right now with this pick, Gary, because they were being rumored,
well,
supposedly.
Take Mac Jones.
Do they?
Yes. They have to take Mac. All this mess they've been talking about a quarterback, they're taking Mac Jones, dude. They have to.
I don't know, man.
If they don't take Mac Jones, then Bridgewater
Yeah, they just traded for Bridgewater.
Right. So they got Bridgewater. And who's the other guy they took last year?
Locke. True Locke.
Then
yeah.
Is that what they're going to run with?
That's what I'm saying. Again, to me, if there's an offer on the table here to move back 5-6 picks, I think if you're Denver, you just do it. Move back and you're fine.
Pick is in.
No big deal. But
Mac Jones didn't look happy just then.
Well, they had Justin Fields too. There's nothing going on in either place. And that's the thing here. Gary, what happens if one of them slides down to about 26, 27?
Neither one of those guys going to slide down to 26. Just stop. You know what?
It clicked a little bit.
Can you just stop?
It took you a little while to click. It
you're
was
the
funny.
King of
I
the
wish
show.
I would have had a camera to get your face when it clicked.
They'd make Aaron Rodgers mad.
They'd make Jordan Love mad. They'd go with this guy then after that. To heck with both of you. We're going to take somebody else at that point. My goodness gracious.
What are they doing here?
They keep doing this with like the super fan or whatever the case may be. They give the card to Roger Goodell. Here's Roger Goodell, the Broncos pick.
With the 9th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Pat Surtain, Jr.
Good pick from Alabama.
Okay.
That's a good pick. I like that pick.
Okay, so Bridgewater and Locke are the guys. We're going to run with them.
Or they take a quarterback in the second round.
It doesn't matter, second round.
Third round, whatever.
They're running with Bridgewater.
How does Surtain look in a Packer uniform? Opposite of Jair Alexander.
Well, you weren't going to trade up to get him.
Well, no, but if you make this trade after the draft and he's one of the guys coming back, I'd be good with that.
We can do that with all these guys.
Right, exactly. Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm looking and going, Denver was one of the teams, apparently. Yeah. I'd take Surtain on the other side of Kevin King, on the other side of Jerry Alexander, if need be. But again, you got a defensive line.
How many guys they got going in the first round, man? You keep talking about it every year about Wisconsin trying to win. Man, shut up. They had like 5 or 6 guys here.
Man, I love doing this show with you. It's
Don't
so
they?
Much fun. Yeah, they're going
to got about 5 or 6 guys. I mean, at this thing. What's his name?
Because they still got Sam Schmidt.
Smitty, how many guys they got here?
Hold on. You got to turn off the thing.
I mean, at the doggone thing, they got about 5 guys. Are you kidding me?
I mean, they already won. Jalen Waddle.
Okay,
Surtain.
2.
That's 2. Devontae Smith is going to go.
Mac Jones is going to go.
I mean, center may go at the end of round 1.
That's what I was going to say.
No, I mean, participating here at this thing.
Oh, they're in Cleveland?
They got 5 guys, I think, at Cleveland.
Yeah, they got
5.
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
I don't know.
And you talking about the Badgers. Let me know when we get 2. Matter of fact, though,
year.
Hey, I'm going to give you a little thing,
not
though.
Not this year.
Give you a little thing, though. I played with guys, 3 guys went in the first round for the Badgers. Al Toon, Richard Johnson.
Yeah, but they recruited at a much higher level than they do now.
And Daryl Sims. So I'm just saying.
That would have been the highest. If you all would have had stars back then, that would be the highest recruiting class to this day in Badger history.
Yes. Yes, no doubt about it.
Behind bar.
Loaded. Underachieved.
You would have been 5 stars across the board.
We had 3 guys in the first round.
Yeah. You would have had probably, 6, 7 5-star players in that class?
Easily.
If not more?
Easily.
Yeah. You guys were unbelievable.
Loaded.
T.Y., Ty in Philadelphia.
What's up, Ty?
You're next in the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show on The Fan.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I hope the Lions choosing that tackle, man, that pushed Parsons down to see if Green Bay could trade up to try to go for a guy like that. But, and with this Aaron Rodgers thing, guys, I don't know, man. What's going on, man? It's crazy right now with this, man. What happened?
Come on, man. Don't do this. You know what happened. You've been watching this happen for the last year. You're one of the smartest dudes that call into this show. You know.
Smart, man. You seem like you're ready to see number 12 go, man.
I'm done. I'm totally 110% done with this dude. You don't even have to ask me twice. Done. I said I would have sent out an email to the whole league. Highest bidder gets him tonight. Give me your best offer. And whoever offered me the most got him. I'm going up as high as I can go, and then I'm coming back down and acquiring more picks. I'm going to try and get as many picks as I can over the next 2 or 3 years to give as much talent as I can around Jordan Love. Because, again, you have to go into this thinking he's middle-of-the-road guy. You can't go in thinking Hall of Famer, but you can't go in thinking he sucks either. I think it was Ian Rappaport. I put out a tweet earlier today, Gary, that Packers feel very confident if Jordan Love does have to be their quarterback because he's looked good in the practices that he's had.
Not in
a game, but in a practice.
Yeah.
So there is that. To me, that's what this is all about. I don't want players in return, nor does Gary. I want picks in which I can take young players, coach them up, and get them into my system to get the most out of them I can.
I stand on the side of that. If you can find a package that can help you for the next 10 years, be a good organization, I stand on that side. Goodbye. Goodbye, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I'm with you. Thanks for the call, Ty. But that's just it, though. Oh, we have a trade. We have a trade.
Philly.
Philly and Dallas, it looks like. Is that right, Sam Schmitz? Is it Philly and Dallas? Philly in the division? At this high in the draft? So Cowboys coming up, right?
Yeah, who would they want?
Is that right? Am I losing my mind here?
No, yes, Cowboys coming up.
Right, Cowboys coming up. So who are they coming up for?
Pick number 10. Who do they want? Well, it's got to be a defensive player.
Cowboys trade to the Eagles, right. So Eagles coming up.
Oh,
got
Eagles
that backwards.
Coming up.
Yeah,
okay.
Got that backwards, right. Okay. So Eagles coming up. Quarterback. It's quarterback.
Yeah, Justin Fields or Mac Jones. They're still sitting there.
Jalen Hurts. It's been real. They refuse to name him the starter this entire time. This entire time.
They didn't like what they saw.
Open competition. We'll see what happens.
There you go.
And now they're going to go get their quarterback. If this isn't a quarterback, I'll be surprised.
It's got to be a quarterback.
I'll be really surprised if this isn't a quarterback to the Eagles here. Let's go to Kenny on the north side. You're next with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Fiverr.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, my thing is this. Gary, you were talking about Jordan Love's feelings. I could care less about his feelings.
Yeah, I could too. I don't care.
If I'm the Green Bay Packers, I'm doing whatever Aaron Rodgers wants me to do.
I could care less about Aaron Rodgers' feelings either, because that's where we're at, right? We're doing all this, and Aaron Rodgers is acting like a little child.
But hold on. First of all, we have not heard Aaron Rodgers say
anything.
That's correct.
We
said that.
Go.
Yep, you're right.
Okay, so we haven't heard him say anything.
Okay.
So let's not put the horse before the cart.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is this. If Aaron Rodgers truly feels this way, I understand that. I agree with it. I understand that. But if I'm the Green Bay Packers, to give away an MVP quarterback, whether you trade him or let him go or whatever, is totally ridiculous.
Well, you're not
if he wants me to trade Jordan Love, I'm trading him.
No,
if he wants me to try to move up in the draft and get one of these elite wide receivers, I'm doing it. I'm not giving up an MVP quarterback just because. That's not going to happen if I'm the Green Bay Packers. And if that does happen and Jordan Love is a bust, it's a wrap. I'm going to sit back and listen to you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, a lot's going to ride on how good Jordan Love is here going forward. I'm just looking at this trade here. They hopped the Giants. They're not taking a quarterback. You didn't have to hop the Giants to take a quarterback. They got Jones. There's no reason to hop the Giants.
You?
They've got to be going up there for somebody the Giants may want. Wide receiver, Devontae Smith, maybe? Maybe? I mean, you agree? The Giants aren't taking a quarterback. So you didn't have to hop the Giants to go get a quarterback. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you... There's no reason to hop them.
The Giants not taking a quarterback.
It's got to be a wide receiver, right? They just drafted a wide receiver. What was it, last year? Jalen Reagor? Right? That was their wide receiver last year?
That's the guy we wanted.
Right. That was the guy that everybody on the show wanted.
They thought, yeah.
So now here you say,
the Packers.
I'm going to guess that it's our guy from Alabama, Smith. That's who I think it is. I don't know if I'm going to be right or not, but that's what I'm going to go with. Because if it's a quarterback, then I don't understand. Unless they were given some information, like somebody was trying to trade in get a quarterback, and they didn't want to.
From Dallas.
Right. Like, hey, we got so-and-so on the phone, so if you want him, you better give him. They only gave up a third-round pick. They moved up two spots, and they gave up a third-round pick. Now, remember, they got Nick Sirianni, the former Colts assistant and Chargers assistant, now as their head coach. He had a train wreck of an opening press conference, if everybody remembers correctly. Plus, they traded Carson Wentz to the Colts. They can't be taking a quarterback. It's got to be Devontae Smith, the wide receiver. I don't know what else it could be. linebacker? I don't know if I'm hopping over the Giants for a linebacker. I mean, you really got to love this dude to move up two spots.
Yeah, right.
It's not like Trubisky necessarily, because that was beyond dumb what the Bears did a couple of years ago. But to me, if I'm going up, I'm getting a wide receiver. So, we'll see how this all plays out here going forward. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. And a lot of pressure on Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia, for sure, to try and get this thing turned around. Because the Philly media is not one you want to mess with, Gary, as far as coming
like
in
New York
and not being very good.
Yeah.
Right. So we look at, you know, what's on this draft board right now, what may be of interest to them. I'm not taking, you know, Najee Harris or somebody like that this early. That's way too early at pick number 10. Top two cornerbacks are gone. Farley does no business going this early at this point with his injured history. So that can't be it. Offensive lineman, I don't think there's another offensive lineman worth taking at 10. Like, I'm stuck. Like, I think it's Devontae Smith. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to say Devontae Smith. If it's Mac Jones or Justin Fields, I really do not understand what's going on unless they thought somebody else was going to sneak into Dallas and take one of them. And if you're Jalen Hurts and they take a quarterback, do you demand a trade?
No.
Are you Aaron Rodgers? I'm out.
Rodgers is, but Jalen Hurts
I'm
won't.
Out.
No.
Because he got his chance at the end of last year after Carson Wentz. They bench Carson Wentz. And then a new coach comes in, and that was the end of that. All right, here's Roger Goodell.
Cowboys have traded the 10th pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. With the 10th pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Devontae Smith.
Thank you. I'm here all night. Okay, so that makes sense. So you get Devontae Smith to Philadelphia. Another Alabama guy, Gary, in the top 10.
How many did they got go for?
Three, right?
Is that three in the top 10?
Waddle.
Yeah.
Surtain, Devontae Smith, those three. People thought Mac Jones was going to go in there, but that didn't happen. So you've got three in the top 10. And now the Giants, no quarterback going to the Giants. Then Dallas, no quarterback going to Dallas. Then the Chargers, not going to be a quarterback going to the Chargers. Then Minnesota, and there sit the Patriots. They're going to get one of them if they want one of them, unless multiple trades happen in front of New England, Gary. Because nobody else, unless Minnesota shocks the world and takes a quarterback, which they might. Kirk Cousins isn't getting any younger, right? They could take a quarterback, and then New England.
About Paul Allen with
right.
That.
New England gets whoever is left if Minnesota takes one.
Right.
But now you start looking at teams of who would want to trade up and get a quarterback. Does Washington want to come up? Bears, do they want to come up possibly? Those are two teams that are several picks back
to who we got
to try
left.
Get
Mac,
front
Mac
of New England.
Jones, Justin Fields?
Yeah.
Those two?
Uh-huh.
All right.
And the next three teams are not taking a quarterback, so there's going to have to be a trade if either one of those three are going anytime soon. Getting awfully close to pick 29. Phil in Neshota, you're next on the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Thanks, guys. So appreciate you taking my call.
You betcha. Thanks for calling.
So I think that what is going on is reality. I don't believe when people say, well, let's wait to hear what Aaron says. When you look at Aaron's personality over the years, this follows right along with how he's acted on everything. He has shown a tendency to get his feelings hurt, whether it's with the Packers, whether it's by girlfriends, whether it's by his own family, who by everybody's statements, he has nothing to do with. So him being butthurt over all of this follows right along with his personality.
Oh my God.
And from my perspective, I'm a season ticket holding Packer fan. I'm 63 years old, watched the Ice Bowl when I was 10 years old. And the Packers, it's just like with Brett Favre. The Packers are such a much larger organization than Aaron Rodgers ever will be. He can take his hurt feelings and move on to somebody else. I think this is all legitimate. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will play with the Green Bay Packers in 2021.
And I'm with you 100%. And the Bears just traded up to the 11th pick to get a quarterback, it looks like. Phil, thanks for the call.
About to happen,
Bears on the clock. We just got done saying somebody's going to have to come up. Good job, Ryan Pace. I don't know who he's going to take, but good job trying again.
Those two.
Huh?
Those two.
Right, but either way, it's a good job. Try number two. Yeah. You didn't get it right on Trubisky.
Yeah.
This is your last quarterback you're going to get
this
as a GM.
Is it.
You screw this up, you're getting fired. Done.
Call your guy Lawrence.
Done. Lawrence Holmes has to be giddy. Rami Makhlouf has to be giddy.
Text like, him right now.
Any Bear? What? Well, hold on. Turn off your thing over there so I can hear you. All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Rami is not happy right now.
Why?
He's just saying no, no, no.
Why?
Not sure, but call on Twitter him. He is not happy.
Call him.
All right.
Call him.
Call Lawrence.
I want Rami. I want to know why. Lawrence might be on the air. I'm not sure what's going on down there. They're on WBBM tonight, I believe, doing their draft show.
BBM.
I don't know if he's a part of it or not, but this is the thing. You have Andy Dalton. Whoever this is does not have to start.
No.
He comes in and watches for a year, and then you get your opportunity next year. I think it's a great move by Chicago. Now, if they don't draft a quarterback, now that's different, right? If they go all the way up here, Gary, and take a defensive player, people are going to lose their minds.
Well, they should. This is a quarterback. We knew this.
I'm just saying. Because
Lawrence Holmes said this. If they would move up and take a quarterback, he goes, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind if they would do that. Take another
Nobody
swing.
Should mind if they do that. Right. This is the right thing to do. Right. You need a franchise quarterback. You haven't had a franchise quarterback since maybe Jay Cutler. If you want to put Cutler in franchise
and
quarterback.
About, he is.
Right. So that was the last one you had.
And how about this?
Woo-wee.
How about this?
Wow. A fifth round pick they gave up, a first round in 2022, and a fourth round in 2022.
Yeah.
They didn't move up. How many picks did they move up? 10? So they were at 20. So they moved up nine picks and gave up two picks next year, including a one? Wow. Well, good for the Giants.
Because
they weren't taking a quarterback.
This? So do now fortunes change? Rodgers out the door. Bears get their franchise quarterback.
I don't think either one of these guys is a Hall of Famer.
Who's that?
Mac Jones or Justin Fields.
Well, Mac Jones is next Tom Brady. You didn't hear that?
No, I watch Mac Jones at Alabama. You know I watch Mac Jones at Alabama. He is not Tom Brady.
That's what they said.
We can stop with all that nonsense. No.
That's what they said.
All right, so Sam Schmitz, producer extraordinaire, has Rami Makhlouf from the Rami Show weekdays from 3 to 6 here on The Fan. On the Great Midwest Hotline, Rami, Sam said on Twitter you weren't happy about – are you not happy about the trade giving up everything they gave up? Or are you not happy that they moved up to get a quarterback possibly?
Yes, all of it. I don't like any of it.
Why?
I don't like this at all, Sparky.
I like moving up.
No, I was on the Score last week doing a shift on Sunday, our sister station down in Chicago, and I said Ryan Pace trading up for a quarterback is the worst case nightmare scenario for Chicago Bears fans.
You don't trust him?
On three levels. I don't trust him to evaluate and select quarterbacks and acquire quarterbacks, whether it be in free agency or whether it be through the draft. This also might mean that Ryan Pace has job security,
yes,
regardless of what happens,
yes,
in the years to come. And I don't trust Matt Nagy to coach and develop a quarterback.
So
if they draft Justin Fields, Sparky, he just spent 2 or 3 years refusing to use the athleticism of Mitch Trubisky and trying to turn him into something he's not. Now you're telling me you're going to give him Justin Fields so he can do the same thing with him? Now Justin Fields is more talented than Mitch Trubisky, but Matt Nagy is going to break him because Matt Nagy doesn't know how to coach a quarterback to get the most out of him and to make him fit his system instead of coaching him into his system. This is the worst thing that could have happened. And you know what? I like Justin Fields. The only way I would not like Justin Fields is if Ryan Pace liked Justin Fields.
All right, here's Roger Goodell. Hold on a second.
Through this year's draftathon, the NFL is supporting our nation's path to recovery from COVID-19 by focusing on the critical issues of mental health, food insecurity, health disparities, and the digital divide. Throughout the pandemic, health disparities widen in communities of...
That's great and all, but I don't know. I mean, that's fine that we're doing the draftathon and all that. And you're doing it right before the Bears pick that we're so eagerly waiting to hear.
This is exciting.
And now, again, I'm all for the draftathon, right? Like, I get it. All about it. He's got like 6 cards. Oh, still more stuff. All right, back to you, Rami Makhlouf. So this is the thing. You gave up 2 picks in 2022.
Carlos Nelson's going to make it.
Including a first round pick in 2022. This quarterback better be the right guy.
Why is Ryan Pace allowed to give up future assets?
Because he's going to be here. He's going to be here for a while.
That's the most troubling thing about this.
Yeah, that's what that means.
All right, here we go. Harry, hold on. Here we go.
Boy, how exciting is this?
All Bears fans are waiting.
With the 11th pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback.
Thank you. I'd be here all night. Thank you. I'd be here all night.
Hey, I wasn't looking at social media. I didn't know who it was. The only reason we knew about Justin Fields because Sam told us in our ear.
Did?
Yeah, he told us, both of us, earlier. Yeah, that's okay. You missed it. That's all right. He did tell us. Yeah. All right, so there
it
is.
Thank you. I'd be here all night.
It's official. Justin Fields is now a Chicago Bear. So you're more upset, not about the pick itself. You're more upset that this just means that Pace is going to be here even longer in Chicago.
And it probably means Justin Fields is the wrong pick. If Ryan Pace likes you at the quarterback position, it probably means you're not a very good quarterback. And you're going to be handed over to a coach who doesn't know how to coach and develop you. And you traded a whole bunch of future assets, so how are you going to put a good team around this guy? Everything about this is bad. And it means Ryan Pace probably has job security. Everything about this is bad. There's nothing good about this. I hate everyone, and I hate everything. I don't want to come to work tomorrow.
Well, maybe the Packers will trade Rodgers, and then you'll have that to talk about. Maybe you'll have that. Maybe they're going to trade Justin Fields to the Packers for Rodgers.
How is he allowed to do this? How is Ryan Pace allowed to do this? How does he have the leeway and the leash to do this? Makes no sense.
Well, we'll see what they do in the second round. Maybe they'll do something to make you happy in the second round.
Yeah, give me a call.
See you later. Calling it was the best. I honestly did not think he'd be that mad. I mean, he is fuming mad about this deal. And I'll be honest again, I would not have given up a one next year. Like, I would not have done that. If I had been them, maybe that's what you have to do based on the draft trade chart and all that stuff. Like,
could you go into what, 9 spot, 10 spots?
Yeah. So maybe you, 9 spots, maybe you have to give up a one based on that little chart they have. That seems awfully steep to me. Like, there was, again, we don't know who the Giants were talking to. So maybe there was another team on the phone trying to move up and they were trying to lobby the Bears against somebody else, or they were lobbying the Bears against themselves and the Bears didn't know. Either way, they gave up too much, I think. But Justin Fields is a home run pick. What do you think of Justin Fields? How do you like him in the NFL?
I like him a lot. I think, if you look at today's quarterback and what they're trying to do, those guys are all very mobile. Which you only have a couple quarterbacks that are really standstill quarterbacks that have been successful, and that's Tom Brady. Drew Brees is sort of kind of a standstill guy. But I think in today's game, you've got to have a mobile quarterback. I think he's going to do well there. They had Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. So Pace knows what that looks like. I don't necessarily think that Pace was in on Trubisky. Now, I think Pace was in on this pick with Justin Fields. So to me, that makes all the difference in the world.
I am really interested in finding out, because Trubisky said that he was taking back play calling duties this year. Even though Lazor ended the year and finally had that offense going the right way, handing off the ball, allowing it to run, he already said, I'm taking back play calling duty this year. Mm-hmm. And as Robbie pointed out, that's probably not good for Justin Fields, maybe at the end of the day. Because if you look at Nagy rolling with Andy Reid, can you run what they run in Kansas City with Justin Fields? Because that's what he wants to run. Let's be honest.
And I think he can.
He wants to spread it out.
And I think he can
throw it.
Well, that's
run
what they did at Ohio State.
Correct.
I mean,
but now this
offense.
Is the NFL, though. So
what they did at in Kansas City. That's what I do. Now they got to get some more speed. They don't have the overall speed.
Need better wide receivers.
Kansas City. So I would suggest their next move here, if they have any picks, they need to go get some wide receivers.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. Again, trading that one next year to me.
Look at Mike McCarthy in the war room.
Seems a little crazy to me. Cowboys already on the board at 12. They're excited. Why wouldn't they be? They traded back, and then a quarterback went in between their picks.
Right.
So they're going, we weren't going to take a quarterback.
Same guy.
We are going to take a quarterback. Devontae Smith was the other one. Their wide receiving core is set.
Yeah.
This team needs defense. That's what this Cowboys team.
And it's still there, though.
Whoever your best defensive player on your draft board is should be your draft pick at this point if you are the Dallas Cowboys at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what the Dallas Cowboys do. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back. It is the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Welcome back. It is the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show presented by Hyundai West Allis. Hyundai West Allis, where ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Brothers Consolidated Heating and Air Conditioning. Wisconsin Lutheran College. And how about Leaf Premium Vodka? I wonder if Aaron's drinking some of that tonight. Leaf Premium Vodka. Celebrate like you scored. Take the leap. Go to leapspirits.com. All right,
that'd
so
be too much for a team player if he was drinking Leap Vodka.
Some of Woodson's whiskey, his bourbon?
No, he's maybe probably going off in his own, doing his own thing.
If you were in here right now to look in Gary Ellerson's eyes, you can see that he's done. It's done. He's not going to yell he wants Rodgers to get hurt, but he's done. It's over. Good night now. You're done. As he is erased.
He's going to clear it up for us tomorrow.
He's erased Aaron Rodgers from Packer lore. He's done. It's all done.
Such a prima donna.
You are done. Those of you that thought Gary didn't like Rodgers before, he never really hit anything against Rodgers. Rodgers just frustrated him, right?
Well,
you never disliked him per se. You just got frustrated.
Everybody. He just never take ownership of stuff.
Right. And now maybe you can start saying Gary doesn't like Aaron Rodgers because Gary's about done with Aaron Rodgers at this point. Okay. So as was with the last pick, they have somebody else coming up to make the next pick. This person, she is a Iraqi war vet, and she's making the pick for the Dallas Cowboys in place of Roger Goodell. Here we go. She's getting booed because she's selling Let's Go Cowboys or whatever. How about the Cowboys?
And with the 12th pick
she's fired
in
up.
The 2021 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Michael Parsons, linebacker Penn State.
And Leroy Butler's not happy.
That was a good
happy
pick for them.
Absolutely.
They needed that.
They need defensive players. Nice linebacker from Penn
That's
State.
A guy can run and cover, man.
Can kind of do everything.
Yep.
Yeah, no question. I think that was a good draft pick for the Dallas Cowboys. Continue to take your calls and your tweets, obviously, around Aaron Rodgers as we await the pick of the Green Bay Packers, providing they make a pick tonight. I want to say this again. Providing they make a pick, because as we stated earlier, this whole thing with this Rodgers story breaking, what now? Like, you have to put everything in front of you. Right? So your draft war room is set up. You got your draft board set up. Everything's in front of you. You have a plan going in. But based on the reports, Gary, they've flown to California to meet with this dude a couple of times. Right? Tried to give him an extension. Dude said, done. No, I don't care what you offer me. I am not coming back. I don't want to play for your team. I'm done. Trade me to this, or this. Okay, Broncos, Raiders,
wait, hold
Niners,
up.
Whatever.
Just want to back it up. Did the Packers do something like this? Did they fly to Kim?
Yes. Yes, they
didn't
did.
Didn't they do that?
Whole retirement, unretirement, all that nonsense.
Didn't they fly to Kim, too?
So did the Vikings, yeah.
Well, the Vikings went to go get him and bring him.
Yeah. And they
but
got,
I
they
thought
got
the
that
Packers, Severn Brass, they flew out to the Kim, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And now they just did the same thing with Aaron Rodgers.
And it's going just as well. Going just as well as when they flew to Kill, Mississippi. For me, this is, if I'm them coming into tonight, I have in my mind to think, if this dude's serious and he's not coming, do we change what we do in this draft? Does this change who we are? Because, as I've been saying on the Big Show, with that salary cap situation next year, and now if you don't have the quarterback, now's all the more reason to trade back and accumulate picks and try and stock up on as much draft talent as you can get, because once you trade 12, expectations will go away.
Well, no, I still think
there'll be no expectations of a championship or nothing with Jordan Love.
Well, the Packers are still operating right now, Steve, as if they're going to have him.
I don't think you can.
Well, I'm just telling what they're doing.
Well, I'm sure you're probably right. Yeah. I'm just saying if it's me, I don't think you can. I think you have to operate like, okay, there's a chance he doesn't come back. And if he doesn't come back, what then is going to be our plan? Because nobody there, I don't think, Gary, tell me if I'm wrong, saw it playing this way.
If they take Rashard Bateman or any receiver in the first round. It's about Aaron.
And if they trade back and take an offensive lineman.
Then maybe it's about the future. Because now you're collecting draft picks if they trade
back. And still get an offensive lineman.
Right.
I still say, if I'm them, knowing how screwed up everything is right now, I just trade back, get my picks, still get my offensive lineman I want, maybe get a pick for next year to go along with everything else, and then kind of go from there.
Right.
Because the only other move you have is to be ultra aggressive and come skyrocketing up in the first round to get somebody. But none of the receivers fell. they're gone. You know, if Devontae Smith falls to 15 to 20, okay, go get him and show Aaron you're serious. But he didn't fall. You didn't have the opportunity to get up. And now you're sitting here looking with 16 picks to go before you're up. And now the best linebacker is off the board. Not that they were going to take a linebacker to begin with, I don't think.
Right.
But either way, he's off the board. And you're sitting here watching, seeing what's going to happen. And now the Chargers, they come up at pick 13. And what will the Chargers do here going forward? I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun. If nothing else, this is a lot of fun. Let's see. Milltown Bowling tweets at 12:50 a.m. The Fan. I know you guys are doing the NFL draft, but the Bucs are struggling with the Rockets right now.
I told Steve that today. He made his big proclamation.
Yeah, they're going to win. I didn't know Giannis was going to hurt his ankle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was all that. You're just so sure. I said, don't do that.
Gary.
Steve.
When you woke up this morning, did you see Corbin Burns going to the IL, Giannis hurting his ankle, and Rodgers demanding a trade today?
No.
I mean, seriously. No. What? Your best pitcher goes to the IL with health issues, COVID, whatever is going on with him. Who knows?
Probably COVID.
Probably, but we don't know. So, yeah, that. Giannis rolls his ankle on a Euro step. He's out. And then Rodgers, 15 minutes after we get off the air doing the big show, news breaks that he wants a trade.
Oh, hell breaks loose.
And what I tell you on the big show, when all that news came about, these teams supposedly calling Green Bay, and I said, conspiracy theory here, but I'm guessing his agent is telling him, come get him, he wants out.
You did say that.
And that has to be what happened.
Yeah.
His agent started calling teams that he wanted to go to, not everybody.
And they leaked it.
Like San Francisco, call. And then when they were being told, no deal, we're not trading him, then his agent said, fine, you don't want to play ball with us?
Mm-hmm.
No problem. I'll call Schefter or whoever he called and leaked it. And the rest is history.
And they really didn't have to do that. San Francisco could have done it. Say, hey, here's what's going on.
They could have done it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. There is just so much stuff
going
on.
Steve will be here all night.
Huh? We'll be here all night. Yeah, absolutely. Well, maybe not all night. If they trade Aaron Rodgers, we're going to be here all night till tomorrow morning.
You'll be here all night.
You can get ready for that. I was telling Kay tonight, I said, well, if they trade Aaron Rodgers, I may not be home.
Yeah.
I may just be here all night on the radio doing this show. All right, take a quick time. I will come back. We'll hear what the Los Angeles Chargers decide to do with their pick.
Weird.
Their pick number 13 as we continue on with the 2021 NFL Draft.